He ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman. Either woman, 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 either woman.
Hello and welcome to Chris 200. This is Audio On Demand. This is Chris 200. And I am going 60 miles an hour down the interstate this afternoon. It's about 4 minutes till 5. Gonna go through a construction zone here. And, boy, I tell you what, I gotta get around this guy, he's driving me nuts. Here I come. There we go. Well, let's see, what's been going on? I'm gonna put this in my pocket here. Let's see if this works. There we go. The wheels in my brain have been a-turning. Been doing a little more PHP programming at work. And what else has been going on? Been working with dates, always fun dates, making sure dates are correct and times are correct. And, let's see. Been doing a little bit of work with some dates, trying to figure out dates, certain times, time frames, rules for dates, yada, yada, yada. So, anyway, I've been doing that. Been working on some Access database stuff. And what else? SQL in the brain. Trying to save some gasoline today. Gasoline in this area has gone crazy again. $2.50 or $2.60 a gallon. It's probably up to $2.70 already. So I'm going a little bit slower today. Hopefully that'll save me some gas. Maybe I can get 4 trips out of this. I believe I'm on my third leg of this tank. 192 miles right now, and I think I'm shooting for right around, 88 a day. $2.40 plus $16, whatever that is, $2.56 is what I should end up with today, I think. I know this is leg 2.5, I believe. So, I should have 88 times 5. That doesn't make sense. 44 times 5. 220 miles when I get home. So, I'm almost at 200 miles here, 6 miles. So what am I, 16 miles? 26 miles from home, 26 miles from home. What else has been going on? I went out and got the latest episode or issue of Make Magazine. Great little magazine. I still haven't quite ponied up to get the magazine subscription-wise. Maybe I should. It's like $30 a year, and if you spend $15 at Barnes & Noble per episode, two issues, I should say, you would have that sucker paid off in less than two, right at two issues. So I think I'm going to do that. I did find a coupon code, and I got to see if I still have that in my email somewhere. I sent it to my wife. Today is the 22nd. There's a end date on a job thing for tomorrow, so I'm going to go ahead and apply for that sucker today and see what happens. Got another one I want to apply for. I've got recruiters coming out of my ears that want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to them. I really should call them back. But I don't know. I really hate talking to those folks. You're just a piece of meat to them. Really not going to help you out a whole lot. So we'll see. I've been playing around with SpinRite, trying to get some dead hard drives to work, and you know what? They don't do anything. Hard drives don't do anything if they won't and are not recognized by the hard drive. So what I'm gonna try and do with some of these hard drives is take a look and see if I can find a cold solder joint on any of these hard drives. And the way I'm going to do that is I need to get a Torx bit, less than a 10. I'm not sure if it's a 5 Torx bit. One I've really gucked up pretty good with the Torx. I gucked them up pretty good with a probably a hex key. I need to find a Torx key that's small enough to do the work for me, which means maybe I will sneak off to Home Depot and or Lowe's to buy some bits. I hope I can find some bits. So we'll see how that goes. I got an 80 and I got a 60 gig, and I can't tell you what's on those things anymore. The 60 gig is the original hard drive off of my first computer. Right at about a year, it quit. So I did find a another 60 gig drive and put that in there. And what I found out is that it's a little bit slower than the 80 gig drives that I have. So me and my thinking, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna try it and see if this works, is put everything on that 60 gig drive on a 80 gig drive and switch the pin on it and see if it'll boot from that. We'll see, I guess. I do have an 80 gig drive that is available. Pretty much cleaned up. I don't know, we'll have to see what happens there. Maybe a weekend project, I don't know. I really should do something with these hard drives. But oh, the time. So, anyway, I've been kind of impressed with my PHP learnings. Getting these times figured out has been kind of a challenge. I got to spend a couple hours today working on that. What I found out today is, the Epic, which, or Epoch, or whatever they call it, is zero seconds, which I believe is January 1st, 1970. And that's where a lot of the time is based off of. Basically, you can create a string variable, which is basically an integer of the number of seconds from the Epic, from a date and time code. And anyway, it. I've got my shift start times figured out. Now I got to apply the rules to the shift start times and apply those to the beginning times and ending times for the individual people so I can calculate the time. The time going forward. So we'll have to see on that, how that's going to work. Got to figure out my luncheon times. Things like that. So, yeah, I don't know. See, today's Thursday. Some of the other things I've been working on are, my patio project that I started in September, October last fall. Been trying to get that cleaned up and ready to go to finish the last stage of that project. Yeah, got a lot of work to do there. Kind of wondering, I've got a lot of this dirt and I would like to spread it about, maybe. Not for sure what I'm going to do with it yet. But, what I need to do is find some holes. Maybe I'll get out the old flags. I think the boy would like the flags, just as long as he doesn't run one through his eye. I've got a bunch of flags for marking, oh, whatever, you know. And maybe I'll do that. See if I can get some seed down here pretty soon. And go from there. It's kind of been rainy. The weather's been warmer, but still kind of on the precipitative side. A little bit foggy and hazy and overcast. Today it's got a pretty good cloud cover. Looks like it could rain at any minute, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. Well, I don't think I got anything else to say. It's 15 minutes into the deal here, so I'm going to go ahead and shut this off, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.